Y'all, we got special guests in the studio here at WKKG. Y'all are on there live. Give me that flyer. What do you got? Abigail, go over there and tell me who you brought in here real quick. Let's see here. Who's in here today?
This morning we have Arlen Fleming and Joey Fry. Arlen is from Columbus East and Joey is from Columbus North. These are our students that have planned the event.
Ooh, which school's better?
North, for sure.
I don't know about that.
No, we had this debate before. Some of the teachers go, no, we always work together. But the students go, no, East is better than North. So it's debatable, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
So what brings you guys by here?
So we wanted to talk about this upcoming after prom that's next weekend.
First of all, what's the prom? What prom are you talking about? What prom is it?
The BCSE prom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're having an after prom.
Yeah.
So where's the after prom?
So this after prom is at the Crump downtown. It's from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. and it's for all Bartholomew County juniors and seniors.
Okay. So do you go to the prom, then you go to the after prom?
Yep.
What if you don't go to the prom? Do you still go to the after prom?
Yeah, you can still go.
Why would you go to the after prom if you didn't go to the prom, though?
It's more fun.
Really? You think this is more fun than the real prom?
Oh, of course.
Y'all made a flyer. Who made the flyer?
Me, actually.
You did a good job, but I'm going to put that up in the window so we can see it.
Thanks.
So what happens at this after prom?
There'll be a game show, kind of like Family Feud, being active. We'll have a DJ. We'll have an escape room.
Oh, yeah. Like hide and I need to get out of this room.
Yeah. We'll have a band. And we'll also have...
I know you guys are both... I see what you guys are... You're both looking at Abigail. Like, where is she doing over there? Oh, there she is over there. Why do you guys keep looking at her?
She knows everything.
She knows it all.
Well, she wants you to talk, right, Abigail? She wants you guys to talk. So this is all you guys. I like to know who's better, North or East.
Still East.
Okay, it's debatable. All right, I got that it's debatable. Okay, so when's this coming up now?
It's Saturday, May 4th.
What's today's date? I'm trying to get this right. Is it
April 26th?
Okay, so it's next weekend.
Yep.
Yes, next Saturday.
Do you got to dress like you're going to the prom, you think?
No, you can wear casual clothes. You can wear whatever you want, but we do recommend being in something that's comfortable. You might be doing some games, running around a bit. You never know.
Yeah, it's overnight too, right? It's like 11 to 3 in the morning.
Yep. Yeah.
And you don't have to wear a dress.
No.
Like normally at prom, you're supposed to dress up with a dress and like a tux. You know that?
Yeah.
This is a different kind of thing. Yep. So what makes you guys why do you guys want to do this? What's your motivation for it?
So I've been on committee for the past 3 years, ever since Turning Point took over after prom, and they combined it with their dance marathon. So it's just been really fun for me to interact with other students, to plan this event, just kind of put my mind into whatever we're doing.
Are you doing this for Turning Point?
Yes.
So Abigail, how does Turning Point benefit? They scooted about back for her. Okay. How does Turning Point benefit from us?
Yeah. So this event, actually, all the sponsorships and the money raised go directly towards our prevention programming. So working with students just like Joey and Arlen and kids, middle schoolers, high schoolers, and families to prevent abuse in their future.
That's what it's all for.
That's what it's
all
about.
So it all ties in together now. So now I got y'all three together. Y'all could do a song or something.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing? All right.